The Friday Review
with Jacinta Parsons and Brian Nankervis
on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
I'd wanted to live overseas for a long time. I travelled all over the world in my 20s and did a gap year in the UK straight after high school, but I put off making the move as an adult. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't running away. I've always loved mountains, rain and misty weather and the mood they evoke, and I remember seeing pictures of the city of Vancouver and just feeling in awe. It was a week before my 31st birthday and I desperately needed change. I couldn't ignore the urge to live abroad any longer. An old friend explained to me that you can get a 2-year working holiday visa for Canada if you're under 31. She was a fellow actor living in Vancouver and urged me to do it. I immediately applied, thinking I'd miss the cutoff, and I did. They denied my visa because by the time it was processed, I'd turned 31. And they also built a case against me based on my drink driving accident 11 years prior. Something inside of me couldn't accept this. I knew it was where I needed to be. I consulted an immigration lawyer and appealed the case, despite the fact he had never seen one revoked in 20 years. And they denied it. But I knew in my gut I needed to be there, so I appealed again, and this time it was approved. The lawyer couldn't believe it, but I knew it was meant to be. Vancouver's the only place I've ever lived where I felt an instant connection and sense of peace. It just felt right. I'd gasp in awe on the drive along the Sea to Sky Highway towards Whistler, with views of the ocean and endless snow-capped mountains, crystal blue lakes and pine forests. I'd sit at home gazing out the window at the mountains as the snow or rain came down. It felt like a warm blanket. Most people chase the sun, but for me this was home. When the pandemic happened, I flew back to Melbourne to be with family, lucky to spend time with my aunt and uncle before they passed away. My Canadian visa's now expired, but somehow along the process I want a green card for the US, which is where I currently live. But Vancouver will always have a place in my heart. It moved me, it got inside me, it's like an itch I can't scratch. As of this moment, I'm back visiting Vancouver for the first time since I left. It's reminded me of just how much of an influence it had on me. Some of my fondest memories are from living here, the friendships formed and the many adventures we had. I'll certainly be back. Love, Nick.